the supplication on Fridays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, the first before the bringing forth and the giving of life, and the last after the annihilation of all things. The All-Knowing who forgets not him who remembers him, and decreases not him who thanks him, and disappoints not him who supplicates him, and cuts not off the hope of him who hopes in him. O Allah, I call thee to witness, and thou art sufficient witness, and I call to witness all thy angels, and the inhabitants of thy heavens, and the bearers of thy throne, and thy prophets, and thy messengers, whom thou hast sent out, and the various kinds of creatures thou hast brought forth, that I bear witness that thou art Allah. There is no God but thou, thou alone, who hast no associate nor any equal, and thy word has no failing nor any change. And that Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, is thy servant and thy messenger. He delivered to the servants that with which thou charged him, and he struggled for Allah as is his due. And he gave the good news of the truth of reward, and he warned of the veracity of punishment. O Allah, make me firm in thy religion as long as thou keepst me alive, and make not my heart to swerve after thou hast guided me, and give me mercy from thee. Surely thou art the giver. Bless Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, and make me one of his followers and his partisans, and muster me in his band, and give me the success of accomplishing the obligatory observance of Friday, and performing the acts of obedience which thou hast made incumbent upon me within it, and receiving the bestowal which thou hast apportioned for its people on the day of recompense. Thou, only thou, art the mighty ones.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. This is today's special and the topic is giving gifts in Islam.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty. The sky at dawn, the silent trees. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
Today, Thursday, is the 17th of Shawwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 29th of Ordibehesht, 1401 of the Islamic solar heliocentric calendar and the 19th of May 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we open the Holy Quran. This is chapter Baqarah, verse 83.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِنْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ.
And recall when we took the covenant from the children of Israel, enjoining upon them, do not worship except Allah, and to parents do good, and to relatives, orphans, and the needy, and speak to the people good words, and establish prayer, and give zakah. Then you turned away, except a few of you, and you were refusing.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The secret of the failure and defeat of nations, which finally leads to their destruction and abolishment, lies in the existence of hate and enmity and between the members inside each nation. That is being heedless to the mentioned commandments. Such a nation will soon perish because of disregarding Allah's covenant by not relying on Him, by not respecting and helping their parents, family members, kinders, neighbors, and all fellow men by shedding blood and by not observing the rights of others, by expelling them out of their houses or lands in order to occupy their properties.
The It's the greatest gift from Allah to be in the last prophet. Summa salatullah wa salamullah ala al-hadi rasulillah. The greatest gift from Allah to be in the last prophet. Summa salatullah wa salamullah ala al-hadi rasulillah. What can be said of Mustafa? He was the wish of Musa, or the news of Isa, the prayer of Ibrahim. What can be said of Mustafa? He was the wish of Musa, or the news of Isa, the prayer of Ibrahim. It's the greatest gift from Allah to be in the last prophet. Summa salatullah wa salamullah ala al-hadi rasulillah.
The topic of today's special is about giving gifts in Islam. Showing gratefulness is a natural response when a gift is presented to a person. It not only shows that the receiver appreciates the gift, but it serves as an impetus to the benefactor to carry on giving. That is why the Prophet of Islam has counseled his nation to thank the person who does some favor on them. He said, whoever failed to give thanks to anyone who did a favor to him failed to give thanks to Allah. This is an obligation of the one who has received the gift. He should humble himself and thank the person, not become arrogant and turn his face away. When receiving a gift, if you cannot immediately give something in return, then you should recite, may Allah reward you with goodness. This prayer is therefore a prayer as well as a recognition of the benefactor's generosity and humanity. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to talk about various aspects of offering presents and gifts to friends in Islam. Another kind of, or another instance of such kind of gift is paying khums, I mean one-fifth of one's monetary belongings or monetary properties. Now we find that Another one, in the case of Homs, it's indicated that in the Holy Quran, it's indicated that through accepting Homs from the faithful people, it isn't meant to make anything, to cause any decrease in the financial power. Rather, by doing this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to cleanse people. And this is a means of reaching piety, as indicated in a piece of hadith from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. At the same time, and as already indicated, being attentive to one's own close relatives, parents, brothers, sisters, or for example, neighbors, and so on, is one of the cases of practical gifts that a person may give to someone else without that gift to be anything material, because material gifts usually vanish, I mean, in the course of time. However, giving such behavioral gifts to others are really memorable and very instructive, I mean, in the long run. Now we find that the effects of giving gifts are really praiseworthy and remarkable. One of them is that when you give a religious gift to someone, it makes both the receiver, the recipient of the gift, very delighted, and it makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very delighted.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
One question for you. What can someone do if they are unable to give a gift? I will help you. If due to affordability or logistical issues, one is unable to return a gift, there is a solution given to us by the Prophet. If a present is made to anyone and he has something to give in return, he should offer it. And if he has nothing to give in return, he should practice him by way of gratitude and say a good word in his behalf. Whoever did it fulfilled the claim of gratitude, and whoever did not and concealed a favor done to him was guilty of ingratitude, and whoever flaunts a virtue that has not been granted to him is like a man who wears a double cloak of deception. Gift giving is one of the most common and important ways to show someone appreciation and build strong relationships. Gifts express respect, love, and gratitude. As Muslims, we should aim to establish a strong relationship with each other using gift giving as a foundation for that goal.
The most valuable gift that everyone should learn to value today is that we should appreciate this life throughout our everyday. The most valuable gift that everyone should learn to value today is that we should appreciate this life throughout our everyday. The gift of life He granted us, how could we ever repay? Show gratitude to your Creator, and please do not delay.
Best Islamic gift ideas for everyone. Home decorative item, best for babies and kids. Muslims love to give home decor items as a gift to one another. Antique pieces are the most lovable items in the decorative articles. Therefore, if you want to spread love, then try to give gifts to your loving ones. You can give the wall clock, a flower set, decorative light, a costume calendar, a dinner set, or any other custom item. They are not very costly, therefore you can easily afford them. So what are you waiting for? Start spreading love by giving gifts to each other.
And generosity is mentioned in the Quran in several ways. One of the most important is that you have to give. When you give, give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A lot of people, sometimes they give, but they give to win election seats, for example. And I know in some countries, the once it's election time, you find the politicians, they come out in the streets and they start giving away things. All the way from an iPhone to chicken and potatoes. I know in some countries, they give potatoes, bags of potatoes to people, or chicken. So they're not giving it in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're giving it for the sake of election, for the sake of dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to give fi sabilillah. And the perfect example is the example of the Ahlul Bayt in Surah Al-Insan. إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. We give you in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't want any return and we don't want a thank you from you. When you give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you expect the reward from Allah. You're not expecting from anyone else. The Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, they gave. And they teach us how to give in the way of Allah. And they gave pieces of bread. They didn't give something so extravagant. But even that small that they gave, it has much greater quality. It's not about the quantity when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's about the act of giving, more than what you are giving. The act of giving, disciplining yourself to give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special. We leave you in Allah's protection. And of course, don't forget to follow us on parstoday.com/en. Today's special. By the way, we continue this interesting topic that was giving gifts in Islam.
Food for thought.
Salam, dear listeners, and let us start the day with a thought-provoking statement from Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace upon him, regarding violence and oppression. Violence against the servants of Allah is the worst provision for the hereafter.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very noble and beautiful hadith, which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam regarding betrayal. In this hadith, a person named Muawiyah ibn Ammar comes to the Imam and asks him a question regarding betrayal, khiyanat. This person says, I asked Imam Sadiq alayhi salam the following question. If I entrust some money with a man and he denies that I entrusted him with anything, and then he in the future entrusts me with money, can I keep that money to make up for the money that he took from me? Right, so this is like something that kind of might have occurred for a lot of us, you know, at some point in our lives. And if somebody, you know, we do him a favor, let's say we give him some money, right? And or we do him a favor, we allow him to like borrow our bicycle or, you know, our car or whatever. And like he doesn't act very, you know, very truthful with it. He might have taken out some of the money out of that, some money out of the money that we gave him, or might have kind of dented our car or, you know, broke our bicycle or whatever. And then, you know, so he's our friend, you know, he's our brother, our relative or whatever. And later on, you know, he comes and we go to him and we ask him for a favor. We take some money from him or we borrow his car or whatever. So can we do the same thing that he did to us, right, to him? You know, so can we take a part of that money? Like let's say that he took out $5 out of the $100 we gave him. Can we take out $5 out of the $200 that he gave us and borrowed? Or what, you know? Can we do like a tit-for-tat kind of thing, right? Is that okay? So after this person asked the Imam this, the Imam said, no, that is betrayal. La hadihi khiyanatun. This is betrayal and a khiyanat, and this is incorrect. And you're not allowed to do that, you know, or as they say, two wrongs don't make a right. Similarly, in a very similar tradition, the Holy Prophet said the following: do not betray the one who betrays you. And this hadith is interesting, because not only does the Prophet kind of reiterate or reverberate what his grandson, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, said, he kind of mentions the reason for it. He says that when you're doing this, when you're like betraying this person that betrayed you, you're being like him. You know, you'll end up becoming like him, right? Because we're acting like him, adopting the same traits that he had. So we're lowering ourselves to his standards. We should try to be better than him and you know, not do what he did. In a very serious and grave hadith, which kind of mentions the repercussions of betrayal, the Holy Prophet is narrated to have said, the one who betrays his trust is not from us. Meaning, he doesn't belong to my nation, he doesn't belong to Islam, he has nothing to do with Islam, he has nothing to do with the Holy Prophet and his family, right? So we should be careful not to betray people. And specifically, just because somebody betrayed us, we shouldn't go back and betray them and try to get revenge from them, or even just try to get back our right from them. If somebody betrays us, took our right from us, we should go through the normal legal channels to try to get back our right, and not go through distrustful and conniving ways to try to get back our right. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We're looking at betrayal in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Iqra بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد عودتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullah, respected brothers and sisters all over the world. As you're hearing us, first and foremost, I really thank Allah Almighty that we are back with another session of let's recite the Quran Kareem, right?
Yes.
So these sessions are a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Networks and also the students of Sevier School. So I'm really happy. I really thank you on behalf of all the students who are here. And we really thank you for joining us and being with us again. So, inshallah, in this session, we're going to learn a very, very important rule about how to fluently read the Quran Kareem. We were talking about what? Tatba'u har-radifa. How do I read? Tatba'u har-radifa. Why? Why it's not tatba'u ha ar-radifa?
Because like, if you do the ha, we cannot read the other word.
Okay. Say Musa.
Because we joined the word.
You can't read it like تتبعها الرادفة.
Sir, it's clearly, there's literally Hamdatul Wasl.
Yeah, and there's a tashdeed, there's a Hamdatul Wasl, and both alif are skipped.
So تتبعها one alif ساكن, the next ساكن letter, we are looking for two ساكن letters, okay? The next one, alif and lam in الرادفة, because they are alif lam, lam التعريف and Hamdatul Wasl, so we skip them because lam is used with sun letter, okay? الرادفة. So ra has tashdeed. Two letters are there. Two ra are there. The first one is sakin. One alif sakin tatba'uha, you had one sakin letter. Ra sakin here. Two sakin letters. Iltaqa'u sakinatain. The meeting of two silent letters.
Yeah, but we'll not read the alif.
Wait. What should you do here?
We'll not read the alif. Just we'll connect ha with ra.
No. Do you remember that? Exception we had walad-dallin.
Yeah, like
liyuhajjukum. That's the same case.
Yeah, don't read the alif.
Do not read alif. Alif maddi will be skipped. Okay, the previous letter with harakat ha, which has fatha. Look, which has fatha ha with fatha. Simply you join ha to that ra, the second sakin letter. Tatba'u harra. Easy.
Yeah, for kindergarten.
That's how to. That's how to prohibit or prevent or fix the التقاء الساكن اتين, the meeting of two ساكن letters. Okay? Let's that was continue. A good example.
Yeah.
So, تتبعها الرادفة.
تتبعها الرادفة.
Okay. قلوب يومئذ واجفة.
قلوب
I heard someone saying قلوبي قلوب يومئذ واجفة
قلوب يومئذ واجفة
قلوب يومئذ واجفة
قلوب يومئذ واجفة.
Be very, very much careful, okay? Not to produce a V sound with vowel. Okay? Persian speakers usually do this, okay? Va.
Yeah,
va. Va, va. That's wrong, okay? You don't have to make this mistake. Okay, those who can speak Farsi, they might make this mistake sometimes, okay? Because in Persian, okay, in Farsi, we have this. The va sound we have. But in Arabic, we don't have it, right? Same
have,
sound?
We don't have it.
So this vowel produces the same sound as W.
W.
W. Word. You do not say word. Word. That's it. So do not say قُلُوبُ يَوْمَئِذِ وَاجِفَةٌ. No. Vajifa.
Vajifa.
Vajifa. Simply circle your mouth. Wa 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 wa. Vajifa. Ready? Vajifa.
Vajifa.
قلوب يومئذ واجفة
قلوب يومئذ واجفة
أحسن ما شاء الله أبصارها خاشعة
أبصارها خاشعة
يقولون أئنا لمردودون في الحافرة
يقولون أئنا لمردودون في الحافرة.
That's great. So في الحافرة. Why did you say في الحافرة؟ There is one ya. Why didn't you pronounce the ya?
It's not written silent.
Yeah, why is it silent?
It's written, but we'll not read.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We said that, mad letters, waw maddi, alif maddi, ya maddi, if they meet alif and lam, so you skip the stretched sound. You do not prolong the sound. Okay? Fi, if we didn't have al-hafira, we would say fi. Okay, or woo, but since this meets or, reaches what? Or approaches, alif and lam, in this case, you skip the sound, the longer sound, okay? Just shorten the sound. Fil hafira, right?
Great.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's recite the Quran.
Next.
أَإِذَا كُنَّا عِظَامًا نَخِرَةً
أَإِذَا كُنَّا عِظَامًا نَخِرَةً
ما شاء الله great great قَالُوا تِلْكَ إِذَا كَرَّةٌ خَاسِرَةٌ
قَالُوا تِلْكَ إِذَا كَرَّةٌ
Okay, should I read it again?
Yeah, right again.
قَالُوا تِلْكَ إِذًا كَرَّةٌ خَاسِرَةٌ إِذًا كَرَّةٌ خَاسِرَةٌ قَالُوا تِلْكَ إِذًا كَرَّةٌ خَاسِرَةٌ
قالوا تلك إذا كرة خاسرة
الحمد لله ما شاء الله فإنما هي زجرة واحدة
فإنما هي زجرة واحدة
فإذا هم بالساهرة
فَإِذَا هُمْ
بِالسَّاهِرَةِ ما شاء الله بِالسَّاهِرَةِ the alif or the hamza which ba has after it that's hamzatul wasl that's why you skip it right
فَإِذَا هُمْ
بِالسَّاهِرَةِ
فَإِذَا هُمْ بِالسَّاهِرَةِ
هل أتاك حديث موسى؟
هل أتاك حديث موسى؟
Okay, it means has the story of Prophet Musa has reached you or no? Not Saint Musa, okay? Prophet Musa عليه السلام. So he's a follower of Prophet Musa, Prophet Isa, and Prophet Muhammad. Okay.
إِذْ نَادَاهُ رَبُّهُ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ طُوًى إِذْ نَادَاهُ رَبُّهُ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ طُوًى
Okay, about that wow, we said yes. Sometimes there, the wow is not written, but you gotta make a wow sound, ooh sound, stretch the sound. Look there, Muhammad Yahya. إِذْ نَادَاهُ رَبُّهُ
Yeah, there's a small baby wow and...
Smaller than Zamma.
Okay.
Yeah. So you now have take to a look. Make the...
Do we have all the conditions here or no?
Yes.
The previous letter... That's mutaharrik, it has harakat. Yes. The ha itself has harakat. And
the next
letter, ba after ha, it's as well having yes. harakat, yeah. right?
Yes.
So, Rabbuhu bil wadi al-muqaddasi tuwa.
Inna lahu Rabbuhu bil wadi al-muqaddasi tuwa.
Great. Why do you say Tuwa?
Because...
That's Ye.
Yeah.
Tuwi
yeah.
you should say. Or Tuwayin.
No, the Ye is...
No, the Ye is silent. It's yeah. killed.
It's killed?
Yeah.
No, it's Alif Maqsura.
Ah, yeah.
It's Alif Maqsura. It has the sound of Alif or Alif Maddi it is.
Yeah,
but they didn't...
So since it ends with Fatha, Tanwin Fatha, you change Tanwin Fatha to... Alif Maddi when you make a pause. Mahdi. Alif Maddi. Mahdi.
Listen to teacher Mahdi.
Tuwa. So it becomes Tuwa, not Tuwan. Tuwa. So let's read one more time. إِذْ نَادَاهُ رَبُّهُ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ طُوَى
إِذْ نَادَاهُ رَبُّهُ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ طُوَى
اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى
اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى
إنه طغى.
Okay. So from where the... Oh, yes, yes.
فَقُلْ هَلْ لَكَ إِلَىٰ أَنْ تَزَكَّى
فَقُلْ هَلْ لَكَ إِلَىٰ أَنْ تَزَكَّى
وَأَهْدِيَكَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَتَخْشَى
وَأَهْدِيَكَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ
وَأَهْدِيَكَ إِلَى رَبِّكَ فَتَخْشَى
وَأَهْدِيَكَ إِلَى رَبِّكَ فَتَخْشَى
فَأَرَاهُ الْآيَةَ الْكُبْرَى
فَأَرَاهُ الْآيَةَ
ما شاء الله فكذب وعصى
فكذب وعصى
ثم أدبر يسعى
ثم أدبر يسعى
فحشر فنادى
فحشر فنادى
فقال أنا ربكم الأعلى
فقال أنا ربكم الأعلى.
Okay, look at the word أنا.
أنا said this alif has a zero up of it because it's not at the last the voice the noon will be not stretched.
It okay, if you it. Join.
Yeah, if you join. But if you stop here, the noon will be...
Stretched.
Stretched, yes.
There was a rule we studied, okay? That if the word Ana, most of the time the word Ana, okay? Yeah, it's repeated a lot in the Quran. Ana. If you, join the word Ana with the next words, you skip the longer sound, okay? Ana, no. أنا because there is ألف مدي okay أنا
هل أتاك حديث موسى إذ ناداه ربه بالواد المقدس طوى اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى فقل هل لك إلى أن تزكى وأهديك إلى ربك فتخشى فأراه الآية الكبرى فكذب وعصى ثم أدبر يسعى فحشر فنادى فقال أنا ربكم الأعلى.
Thank you so much for to those who help us hold these kind of sessions. See you inshallah in the next session. Stay with us with the Let's Recite the Quran Kareem. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi at-tahir.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور.
صفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان
This is Back to Reality.
Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. A very warm welcome to IRIB English Radio. This is Back to Reality, where we discuss the most controversial topics, the most interesting topics, wherein we have a roundtable discussion. Today also we're going to have something like that. I'm your host, Zainab. I have with me Fatima from California and Siddiqa from the UK. Assalamu alaikum to both of you.
Alaikum salam.
Very warm welcome to the show. And today, since we are all women standing around the table, let's discuss something about the women. Well, Fatima, when we search about the women on the internet, we really don't get some pleasant stuff all the time. What do you find when you search about women on the internet?
It will be mostly about like fashion and makeup. And I mean, if it was an Iranian website, maybe it would be more like famous women here in the media or actresses. I don't know. But in the Western websites, will be mostly like fashion and just showing off the woman's beauty, usually. I think that's the way it is. I mean,
there you go. Yeah. Showing off the woman's beauty. What do you think, Siddiqa? What's your take on that?
So I search a lot.
Well,
I go on Quora. I don't go on Reddit, but I do read comments that come up on Reddit. I have searched. I go on Quora. I read comments that pop up on Reddit and everything. Unfortunately, I don't have a very positive outlook for what goes on in the world. Mm-hmm. I think women are now reduced to a very lowly materialistic life.
All right.
So I'll give you one example, right? Yesterday I bought a pair of socks, right? The socks have a relevance to a woman's neck and her hair? Not really. But there was a nice picture of a woman with her hair and neck blasted on the cardboard paper of a sock. And I was like, what connection does socks have with a woman's neck and hair?
True.
The concept is that women just have to be advertised for everything. Mm-hmm. You want to get sales, just blast a woman's neck on it, right? Just get a woman who's either, I'm very sorry to say this, but semi-naked.
Mm-hmm.
Just post her on there and it'll get everyone's attention, right? One of the things that we used to have in the UK, and this used to be in the Sun newspaper. I don't think it happens anymore. For those who are in the UK, they will know Sun newspaper page 3. Every time there would be a picture of a woman in very gladly dressed, rather. That newspaper used to sell, like hotcakes. Page 3 used to get a whole newspaper to sell. Sun newspaper used to be owned. I would classify it as more like gossip newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And they've
all
been
the royalty
involved.
News. They always have all not the royalty news.
Not only royalty, but I'm not sure if I would be correct to classify like the equivalent of Fox News in the UK.
Yeah.
But they do have some of those tricks. When I go on Quora and Reddit, you know, it's just like, I'll give you a small example of how women have lowered themselves. There was a story of a woman who, you know, a lot of these bridezilla gossips come up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these women come on and they complain. And one of the women was like, my husband's family are all deaf, so they require sign language.
All right.
And now what her husband's family wanted was that they have a sign language interpreter so they can follow through with the marriage.
True.
And this sparked into a massive fight between her and her husband if you can have a sign interpreter on the stage with them. I mean, it's just a sign interpreter. He's not going to come. It's not going to break your vows if you have someone to accommodate someone who can't function as you.
True.
We don't need to create everything into this huge drama
just so that we can satisfy a small part of our ego. So women, unfortunately, we have lowered ourselves to this materialistic, egoistic life. My wish, my life, what I want has to go. And I really don't
and
care
so
what
many
you
hashtags,
want.
You know, my body, my life, it's my, like, I don't
yeah,
want to be
Yeah, so
oppressed.
It's like my body, my life.
Stuff.
My yeah. body, my life works for naturism, which is basically accepting nudity. But
True.
My body, my life doesn't work for the hijab.
True.
That time we have
yeah.
to interfere. We
never
have to
think
interfere.
Of it at that time. Yeah.
Yeah. At that yeah. time, there is no my body, my life. But when it comes yeah. to nudity, which would please a lot of people, then my body, my life, you know, let's yeah. go wrong with the slogan.
Like
yeah.
in France, it's illegal now for them to be wearing hijab and they were having all those protests. It's just ridiculous. But then their nuns, their Catholic nuns, have a hijab, which is, I think, some of them even
who are
more
never
strict
being the...
than our hijab. They're fine, yeah. but not the Muslim. I didn't get it. So it's just they're just
yeah.
get, it's
there's something
it shows
wrong with
their
the mentality.
Hatred for hijab that people who choose it, people who want to wear it, should be able to wear it. Nobody should be forced to wear it, but everyone who wants to wear it should wear it. So it shows they have a hatred for modesty, and also Belgium, and I think some of these other countries. You know.
I think Islamophobia plays a great role
yeah.
over there. We'll be back after a short while.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Well, Fatima, I'll tell you, I was just going through one of the videos on the internet, and I saw a boy doing so many struggles, making jokes to gain the viewers, to gain the followers.
Mm-hmm.
In case you want to earn a number of followers in a very less number of days, you don't need to do anything. You need to be a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think it's said like that? If you're going to washroom, take a selfie.
Yeah,
if you're going out of washroom, take a selfie.
Or in
if
the
you're going,
TikTok
whatever
videos,
you're doing from
all these TikTok videos, yeah.
Exactly. To gain
for
followers.
The physical attraction, I mean, just to posting
True.
All the, especially the young girls, they always want to post wearing the makeup and attractive clothes. It's just people are lonely. People are out there looking around. It's just physical attraction.
Well, Siddiqa said that women have been lowered.
I think because their woman's beauty should be is more beautiful when she's modest. I mean, that's the examples we have from Hazrat Zahra, salam alayha, Hazrat Zainab, salam alayha, all of their modesty. But when you can just see all the beauty, it becomes like cheap, you know, what it's like she loses her beauty. But I think women have been tricked into this, that I need to get attention. This is a way for me to get higher self-esteem. Unfortunately, in the West, the girls are taught from the early childhood by their parents, even by their moms, which is the most sad, and everyone in the society, that to get high self-esteem, to get successful in this life, you need to be able to attract men, even
wow.
as young girls. And it's so gross. But like
so
those of us
taught.
That are raised Muslim, like in my time, they were kind of more strict. Nowadays, they're, a lot of the Muslim families are not as strict about the hijab. But at that time, they were more strict in the U.S. We had a really strong Shia Muslim community, alhamdulillah. That time they were more strict, but nowadays I'm seeing a lot of the fathers, they're not even teaching their kids, their daughters, as much about hijab as much. So the girls are not understanding. And I'm seeing this whole thing nearby countries. My friend from Lebanon said that there's girls who are wearing hijab, but then that's a different topic maybe, but and they're putting makeup and making the hijab like attractive. The hijab is supposed to be there to not to attract, but they're making it like an attractive and like all these different, it's okay to look nice. We should look nice. No one's saying you have to be like full face veil and just sitting in the house and never leave the house, you know, and you can look nice wearing hijab, but it's not supposed to attract. And so they're making it like this attractive hijab. And then for the people who don't know about Islam, they're not Muslim, they're really taught to you know, this is a part of the self-esteem and the success. And even in the career, in the workplace, a lot of places they will not hire. I experienced this in the U.S. They will not hire you just because of the hijab. And they say, we don't have any discrimination based on religion, all of that. They do. They'll sit there and say, come for the interview. They're so excited when you talk on the phone and like come right away. You come there, you know, and I would wear like even like I'm not wearing chador, you know, like a nice jacket and pants and full covered and nice scarf and everything. Okay. We're not hiring anymore. Yeah.
All right.
They will be direct. And so this is a discrimination, unfortunately. And I think it's just really sad. I mean, this is
Well, this since is what's you're taught from to California, the girls, yeah. And you have witnessed all that discrimination, unfortunately. Yeah. Coming to you, Sadiqa, I have, since I belong to India, I have seen the Bollywood industry, maybe you guys also know, is so
and
much.
And they had all
like,
this problem
India
against
is
hijabi.
Known for its
recently
Bollywood,
in
you
India,
know?
I saw they're discriminating on the hijabi ladies so much. Yeah.
Well, apart from that discrimination, we always have that.
Yeah.
India is known for its Bollywood industry and Bollywood. In the previous days, like when I was a kid, if a woman was less dressed, if a woman was like, you know, if she was selling her body or kind of that, it was shown as a very bad thing those days in the films or movies, or even we have so many songs, the Indian songs, which say like, as the time changed, the clothes of the women got lessened and all. So we had these songs, which kind of were against this changing trend that
yeah,
women
I noticed
are getting
some of the saris are more modest than others. Yeah,
true.
The
so
sari, yeah.
We had this, but as the time changed, we have a porn actress today. As a Bollywood actress today, a porn actress was got into the Bollywood industry, and now she's doing the maximum number of films than the normal actresses. And the normal actresses who were doing films in the 90s are today marrying the businessmen and all to, you know, to move on, because the porn actors are being got into this industry now. What do you think, what changed in between that something that was not considered to be modest yesterday is now considered to be a very bold thing? Well, you are listening to Back to Reality. Here we need to take a short break.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Since I'm from India and I was also in the media industry for the past 10 years now, so obviously I also got those offers, and I was told if you remove hijab for a movie or for any other thing, you are more bold. They challenge you that to be bold, you have to actually remove your hijab. So where do these concepts arise from, that you are a bold lady if you do not have a hijab, if you're showing off?
This is a personal opinion. I think that initially the way women were treated in society, there was a lot of suppression on them. There was a lot of downtrodden on them.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, something burst in them. And, you know, you had this whole revolution of the women coming out.
Feminist
and asking
revolution.
For the basic rights. And Islam had already given these rights. But we know that these rights, let's face it, culture is not religion. And you come from India. I have an Indian background as well. And let's face it, the way we treat our women within culture is not representative of Islam in any way. We really put them down. One of it is forced marriage, right?
True.
Islam doesn't allow it. But in our culture, it's absolutely what my father says, you have to do it. A topic for another day.
They had it here too, but it was more in the past, yeah.
Yeah, but because there was such suppression, and then something broke and women broke out and they started asking for their rights. Fine, good, right? You deserve to be. But then somewhere along the line, they lost the goal of feminism.
They lost the track.
Yeah, feminism is not about showing off as much flesh as you want or getting what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes if we just go back and start redefining feminism to mean the best for a woman without lowering herself, right? Today, a porn actress is allowed to be a porn actress because it means she's able to express herself. My dear, you're not expressing yourself in any way. You are just lowering yourself for the mere pleasure of, you know, someone watching on the other side. And we